Will these strategies be easy? Not on your life. Are they possible? Absolutely. Are you ready? Hopefully, yes. So, strategies for dealing with the narcissistic mother that will work. Okay. Reset expectations with mom. Whatever your past behavior has led mom to expect, you can take control and change it up. For example, when you get an email, phone call, or text, wait for a beat, a moment, or a day, depending, to respond. Instead of your usual, she says jump and you say, how high, reset her expectation of you. If you've always spent the holidays with her, you might stay in a hotel, limit the visit, or leave it if it becomes uncomfortable. Another strategy is to lead with intention. Know what's important to you and where you will and will not concede. Take what hasn't been granted to you. For example, when mom pushes you to do something you don't want to do, say, Mom, X isn't as important to me as Y. I'll be fill in the blank, whatever, from now on. Deflect criticisms from mom. When mom criticizes you or weighs in with a bit of unwanted advice, make it clear you have no interest in entertaining her opinions. For example, you might respond by saying, I hear you feel that way, and it is hurtful to hear. Or, I'm not sure why you want to say that to me. I'll be deciding, fill in the blank, for myself. And I'll ask you if I need your help. Another strategy is accept that mom is who she is instead of who you need her to be. While that might seem obvious, yet children tend to want their parents to be who they need them to be. But if mom has acted in certain ways for years, observe predictable patterns, don't expect her to change. For example, instead of pointing out to her all the things she does to hurt you, instead protect yourself accordingly and don't tie your happiness to her opinion of you. Another strategy, own your mistakes and take credit for your successes instead of serving them up to mom. Everyone messes up. It really isn't the end of the world. If you make a mistake, take a lesson and move on. Don't make too much of things that don't work out and create a negative story about yourself. Also, instead of explaining what went wrong to mom, thereby offering up material for her to bash you, process your experience with someone you trust. Learn the lesson and move past it. I know this is easier said than done, but leave your childhood behind. Accept responsibility for your adult life and claim that life as a grown-up, even though your mother may still treat you like a child. For example, when mom tries to tell you what to do, tell her you need to decide for yourself and make decisions without asking for mom's input. That's how you leave your childhood behind. You don't forget everything that happened. You just act differently because of what happened. Another strategy, redefine what it means to be good for yourself. Good is now independent, self-sufficient, and sovereign. Recalibrate your life to reflect your values instead of hers. For example, prioritize yourself. Literally, make sure your needs are taken care of before entertaining taking care of hers. And be prepared that she'll test you on this. Another strategy, work to disengage any ties of obligation to her. For it's hard to negotiate from a position of obligation. Say if you live under her roof or use her for childcare or owe her money, she's going to use it as leverage. While you can't just flip a switch and make it different all of a sudden, you can plot your way out and towards freedom. Now, the reason all these strategies for dealing with the narcissistic mom do work The reason is the strategies are all under your control. All of your childhood, she held the control. Now that you're grown, you control her access to you and the influence over you. All that's left is for you to realize it. Once she knows you won't waver and are solid in your resolve, she knows you're the one with the power.